For the past few weeks, the Middle East has been sitting on a clicking bomb. After last year's Israel-Iran war and then the US B-2 bomber strikes on Iranian nuclear sites, tensions never really came down. They just went quiet, like a storm waiting to return. And now came January 2026. Iran's economy collapsed, further due to strong Western sanctions that caused price rise inside Iran. People came onto the streets, anti-government protests started across the country, and the Iranian government responded with force. Thousands were killed, many were injured. And United States was keeping a close eye towards everything that was happening inside Iran. President Donald Trump acted fast. First, he warned Iran to stop the crackdown on public. Then came the threat. He said, "Either you agree to talk with us or face consequences." At the same time, US warships, fighter jets, and one aircraft carrier moved closer to Iran. And that is when back-channel diplomacy kicked in. Regional players like Oman, Qatar, Turkey, UAE, even Pakistan, they all started pushing one message: talk before someone fires the next missile. By late January 2026, that is a couple of weeks ago, Iran quietly signaled that they are now ready to negotiate again, but with conditions. Iran said, "We will talk, but only about nuclear issues. No missiles, no proxies, no internal politics." And the US said, "That's not enough. We want everything on the table. Nuclear program, ballistic missiles, support for armed groups, and even how Iran treats its own people." At first, this meeting was supposed to happen in Istanbul. Then Iran objected. They said, "Too many people, too many topics, too much pressure." So Iran asked for a reset, and that's how we arrive at a new place and new time. For a few tense hours, it looked like the talks were collapsing. Both sides were arguing over venue and format. Then suddenly we hear confirmation. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi announced that they want to have the meeting on Friday in Muscat, Oman. Later, White House agreed to the place and time. If you look at Oman, it is not randomly chosen. Oman has previously hosted US-Iran talks, so it's a neutral place. Trusted by Iran, and less drama is likely to happen. But then we must not think of this confirmation of meeting as an agreement, because the final agenda is still a mess. If you see what Iran wants, they want a narrow nuclear discussion, not a broad open discussion. On the other hand, US wants a broad deal. Iranian officials say missiles are off the table. They don't want to talk about what missile Iran has or what they are developing. On the other side, US officials are saying missiles are non-negotiable. They want to know everything. Meanwhile, Trump keeps the pressure high. In an interview, he said, "Iran's supreme leader should be worried. He warned Iran not to build nuclear facilities." He also said, "The US is watching everything." Now, this time Trump was not exaggerating. We saw that the US military kept moving assets into the Gulf region. Aircraft carrier, destroyers, Tomahawk missiles, entire fleet was heading towards Strait of Hormuz. Now, this is classic Trump diplomacy. Talk with one hand, threaten with the other. Now, inside Iran, the leadership is also nervous, not just about US bombs, but about their own people. Iranian officials fear that another American strike could push the public back onto the streets, this time with nothing left to lose. That is why Iran is signaling flexibility, quietly. And who knows, Iran may even hand over the enriched uranium to United States, or even accept a zero enrichment rule under a consortium model. These are my speculations, you never know, this may happen. But when it comes to missiles, that is Iran's red line. For Iran, missiles are survival. For the US and Israel, missiles are the biggest threat. So here's where things stand as we head into Friday meeting. Both sides are showing up. Both sides don't trust each other. Both sides are threatening force. And both sides know walking away could trigger a war that no one can control. Now, this meeting in Oman is not about peace. It is about buying time to cool tensions, to avoid miscalculation, to stop the region from sliding into another full-scale conflict. Now, whether or not it will lead to any deal or just delays the inevitable, we will find out very soon. Because if these talks fail, Trump has already told us what comes next, and Iran believes him. I will keep you updated further as things progresses. Hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.